Joining me right now, I have meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather. Martin is one of Australia's leading meteorologists and he joins me now. Hi Martin, how are you?
Good morning, Shane. How are you? Thank you very much.
Well, we're coming into, well, we are into autumn, which is a very important time for farmers.
Very important time, yes. It's because of El Nino. What is happening into this El Nino? Because this is the time of year El Nino becomes activated. So El Nino is in a situation, we call it El Nino alert. It's continue. El Nino alert is not guaranteed at this stage, but it will occur. It's indication of most typical precursor of events taking place right now, because there is some elements of ocean temperatures and some weather patterns emerging. We're monitoring this El Nino in a very, very critical situation. We call it El Nino alert. El Nino event typically develops in autumn now, matures during winter and spring before decaying late summer. So there it is. We're heading towards that business of El Nino developing, maturing, and decaying in summer. In the outlook, El Nino Southern Oscillation outlook, remains at El Nino alert. This means the chance of El Nino forming from autumn is about 70%, triple the normal likelihood, and that's the reason we put it into the action. The surface tropical Pacific Ocean has warmed since late January and has been touching El Nino threshold in the last 5 weeks. The model suggests outlook suggests this warming is likely to be sustained throughout autumn and winter. So there it is. We're getting to El Nino, giving a full description of El Nino, how it's going to happen, what's going to happen, and how it's developing. The next stage is Indian Ocean. Indian Ocean play an important role for our weather. The Indian Ocean has little influence in Australia for December and April. Model outlook suggests Indian Ocean is likely to remain neutral for Australia for autumn, with possibility of positive Indian Ocean in the winter. Positive Indian Ocean in the winter means drier than average conditions for southern Australia during winters and spring. That's how it is. So take it all together, I wanted to see, from now on we're going to sit down talking about monthly analysis. Monthly climate summary for March. New South Wales in March 2019, near average rainfall, very warm conditions. Rainfall in March was close to average across much of the state. Large area of southeast New South Wales had above average rainfall. Both times, night and time temperatures are warmer than average. March 2019 was ranked as New South Wales' sixth warmest March on our record. So that's how the weather analysis is, and that's how we're going to see the feature of the weather pattern. Looking at the weather forecast for next 2 weeks. Weather situation, there's a high pressure system over Tasman Sea extending a ridge along the New South Wales coast. A strong trough line of western part of the state. This is expected to weaken as a cold front passes through south. Another strong high pressure is forecasting to develop across southern part of the state. And this high pressure is going to take control of our weather pattern. So our weather pattern is controlled by high pressure, another high pressure, southeasterly stream on the coastal area, a bit of cloud, some light showers, but nothing significant. Looking at week one, weather forecast from 13th to 19th of April, Saturday, partly cloudy, maximum temperature 27 degrees Celsius. Wind is southeasterlies at 5 knots, relative humidity 38%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 18 degrees. Looking at soil moisture, soil temperature from Saturday the 13th till Friday the 19th are all the same. Soil moisture is going to be 21%, soil temperature is going to be 18 degrees. On Sunday, weather is going to be mostly cloudy, maximum temperature 21. On Monday, light rain showers developing, maximum temperature 24, wind east southeasterlies at 4 knots, humidity 43%. 5 millimeters rain possible with light showers. And then looking at the Tuesday, there's instability taking place and there's a possibility of showers and there's a risk of thunderstorms on Barrington Tops in that area. Maximum temperature 24, wind east-southeasterlies 5 to 15 knots and humidity 62%, 4 millimeters of rain. On Wednesday, few cloud, maximum temperature 25, wind east-northeasterlies at the 5 to 10 knots, humidity 54%. And then On Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 27, wind turning northeasterlies, 6 to 10 knots, humidity about 43%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 18 degrees. Week 2, from 20th of April to about 26th or 27th of April. Saturday the 20th, light showers, maximum 29, wind westerlies, 7 to 10 knots, humidity 67%, 3 millimeters rain, 21% soil moisture, 21 degrees soil temperature. Sunday, few cloud, maximum temperature 26, wind southerlies, about 10 to 15 knots, and then looking at humidity 40%, soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Monday, light rain showers, maximum 23, wind south-southeasterlies, 10 to 22 knots, 50% humidity, 2 millimeters of rain showers. On Tuesday, light rain showers, maximum 23, southeasterlies at 5 knots, 58% humidity, 3 millimeters showers. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 10 to 24, southeasterly winds, 56 humidity. And soil moisture is 21%, soil temperature 18 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 23, northeasterly is 5 knots, humidity 54%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 19 degrees. On Friday the 26th, same weather pattern, few clouds, maximum temperature 23, humidity 54%. So that's how the weather pattern, looking at all six analysis, week one, it's got 2 days of light showers. It's 5 millimeters on Monday the 15th, and then 4 millimeters on Wednesday the 17th, all total about 9 millimeters. So week two, there's light showers on Saturday, 3 millimeters. Very light showers on Monday the 2nd, on Monday the 22nd, 2 millimeters. And there's on Tuesday, light showers, 3 millimeters. So there's all total for 2 weeks, about 8 millimetres. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do appreciate it. For more info, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.